I was hoping we could break some details of this news before we left this morning for our 3 days of vacation. We have an 11th hour entry into Tennessee's gas tax debate, one entered by One House Speaker Beth Harwell, who is on the phone with us even as we speak. Speaker Harwell, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
You have a brand new idea on how to better fund the backlog of highway projects. Tell us as much as you can about that.
Right. It's actually an alternative plan. It was not just my design. There were many House members that were working on it. And in essence, it was it's a lot of moving parts, not finalized yet. We'll be ready by next week to be presented in the Finance Committee.
Can you give us any idea of what it might entail?
Yes. Basically, when you buy a car in the state of Tennessee, whether used or new, you pay a sales tax on that. And we want to take that sales tax and put it to our roads program. That brings in a tremendous amount of money. And we think that's an appropriate new dedicated source of funding for our roads, which would then mean we would not have to raise the gas tax.
And, of course, there will be arguments against that, too, and some that I might be inclined to agree with. For instance, let me just think of one off the top of my head here. One little old lady might go buy a $40,000 car, pay a lot of taxes toward the roads, and drive that car maybe a couple of thousand miles a year. Another guy might go buy a car about the same amount and just dry the wheels off of that 30,000 miles a year and only pay the same amount for the roads that he's using as the little old lady who's only driving 2,000 miles a year. How would you answer that?
I would say that is a legitimate criticism of this idea. The bottom line, Ralph, is these will be presented. It will be up to the body. There were members that wanted an alternative to a gas tax increase. This is an alternative. Ultimately, the body will decide.
And that would be the main funding source for the increase, for the transportation project, the $280 million or whatever as a portion of the gas of the sales tax on automobiles sold. New automobiles only or new and used?
No, new and used.
New and used. For instance, if a person is selling a car on Craigslist, would he pay that sales tax?
Yeah.
Or buying it. Okay. So any new or used car. Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And this will be presented to the Finance Committee, correct?
Correct.
And is there expected to be any kind of a price tag on it that would make it more difficult or anything like that?
No.
Okay, so it's the same. It produces the same amount of revenue as Governor Haslam's plan?
Approximately the same amount of money, revenue, yes.
Okay, very good. Speaker Harwell, thank you. I appreciate you spending some time with us. Thanks. Take care. Speaker Harwell breaking the news of what her plan entails here on Nashville Morning News, and it basically is anytime you sell a car. Now, I don't know, and I don't know if she knows for sure whether it would be all of the sales tax on cars and trucks sold new and used, or whether just a portion of that to make up the same amount of money. It's another version of the moving some of the sales tax revenue. It just specifies sales tax revenue that is directly related to transportation, to the use of roads and bridges. It's not related to the amount you use the roads and bridges, which is the one unique feature about the gas tax that makes it preferable to other forms for people who kind of have this nostalgic idea that whenever it's possible, even through government services, you pay your own way. And the gas tax makes it allows people to do that. The more you use the roads and the bridges, the more you're going to pay. Not just if you use the roads and the bridges, you're going to pay part of the value of that thing on which you're using them.